At about 2 o'clock Thursday, the sole police officer on duty in Lenox responded to a call in the town's industrial park. In the ProTech building owned by Sue Steele, law enforcement from several agencies found two people shot and a third physically assaulted by a gunman. A man was flown by helicopter to Sioux Falls. He died. A woman who was shot and another person hurt by the shooter are both in the hospital. Orville Jorgensen is the chief of police in Lenox.
While we were investigating that, there was a fire that had gotten called in southwest of town. It was a semi-truck. That truck, we believe, is linked to this situation and is very likely the subject that may be the suspect in this. We do not know for sure. We don't have an identity on him.
Jorgensen says police are waiting on forensic evidence to identify the man. Law enforcement officials found his body inside the truck. The Lenox police chief says investigators don't know of a motive for the shooting.
If we can identify the burning truck as a definitive suspect in this, you know, that may take some time down the road, very possibly, before we come up with a motive and that kind of thing.
As authorities covered the two locations, other businesses and schools in Lenox were put on lockdown. When officials determined they were safe, employees were allowed out of their buildings and children were released from school. Jorgensen says this is an active, ongoing investigation, and DCI is processing evidence from multiple crime scenes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.